Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears as a very special avatar, hidden avatar, and his description is found in Srimad Bhagavatam in some places. So we have Canto 11, but also, so now in the mornings we have Canto 7, so there is a mention of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Canto 7 too. That's 7, 9, 38. Yes. Where Prahlad Maharaj describes, so he glorifies the Lord when Narasimhadev appears, and then he glorifies his incarnations, and he does mention Channa Avatara, hidden Avatara in Kalau, in this age of Kali. Let's chant. Itam dhritirya grishi deva jashavatarair Lokan vibhavaya sihansi jagat pratipan Dharmam mahapurusha pasi yuganu vrittam Channa kalau yada bhavastri yugo tasatvam Itam in this way Nri, like a human being such as Lord Krishna and Lord Ramachandra Tiryak like animals, such as the boar. Rishi, as a great saint, Parashuram. Deva, as demigods. Who did he appear among as among demigods? You can check there on the 10 avatars chart. You can see you have the human birth, the Rishi birth, and there is a very special, this nice karate kick. Yes. So that's among demigods. Dhasha, as an aquatic, such as the fish and tortoise. Avatarai, by such different incarnations, Lokan, all the different planetary systems, Vibhavayasi, you protect, Hansi, you sometimes kill, Jagat Pratipan, persons who have simply created trouble in this world. Dharmam, the principles of religion. Mahapurusham, O great personality. Pasi, you protect. Yuga anuvrittam, according to the different millenniums. Channaha, covered. Kalau, in the age of Kali, yat, since, abhava, have been and will be in the future, triyuga, named triyuga, atha, therefore, saha, the same personality, tvam, you. Translation and purport, but he's doing Gaurishila Prabhupada. So this is Prahlad speaking to Narasimhadev and glorifying him and explaining why is it called Triyuga. In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, you are known as Tri-Yuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. Purport. As the Lord appeared just to maintain Lord Brahma from the attack of Madhu and Kaitaba, he also appeared to protect the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj. Similarly, Lord Chaitanya appeared in order to protect the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Are we counted in that number? Did they appear to protect us? Or are we not fallen? We don't need any protection. We are okay. You should go protect those who are fallen. We are okay. There are four yugas, or millenniums, Satya, Treta, Dwapara, and Kali. In all the yugas, but Kali Yuga, the Lord appears in various incarnations and asserts himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But although Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appears in Kali Yuga, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he never asserts himself as such. On the contrary, whenever Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was addressed as being as good as Krishna, he blocked his ears with his hands, denying his identity with Krishna because he was playing the part of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya knew that in Kali Yuga there would be many bogus incarnations pretending to be God. Have you seen any? At least on a picture somewhere? Mm-hmm. People saying, yeah, I'm God. Yeah, I'm God. Pretending to be God. And therefore, he avoided asserting himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There's one very famous, Hare Krishna. He was a nice sadhu. He was worshipping Radha Krishna. He was chanting the names of Radha Krishna. And then he said actually that he is not only incarnation, he is better than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that was a big bummer. It was a big disappointment for devotees who hoped that, okay, maybe there are some more nice sadhus. He said, no, I'm better. So, a couple years ago, he fell in his toilet and died. Yeah, many, all kinds of. Some believe themselves, some don't, some just pretend. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never said, I am better than Chaitanya, I am Chaitanya, or I am Radha Krishna. Do you know who I am? I am Radha Krishna. Bow down! He was saying, no. But even when they recognized him, as you can see here, in that nice picture, he said, no. Just worship the Lord, Krishna. So he avoided asserting himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is accepted as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, however, in many Vedic literatures, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam. 11.5.32 Krishna varnam tisha krishnam sangopangastra parshadam yagyai sankirtana prayair yajanti hi sumedasa. So if some of you think that you do not belong to, some of us think we do not belong to the fallen, no worries. You have the other category, Sumedasa, super intelligent. You can also join and chant Hare Krishna. In Kali Yuga, intelligent men, so Prabhupada is using classic English where men means men and women, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is always accompanied by his associates such as Nityananda, Advaita, Gadadhara, and Shivas. as you can see, in our Ljubljana temple. The entire Krishna, although he's also hidden now, hidden, that's the hidden time for the hidden avatar from 8 to 8:30. The entire Krishna consciousness movement is based on the principles of the Sankirtan movement, inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, one who tries to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the medium of the Sankirtan movement knows everything perfectly. Hare Krishna. He is Sumedas, a person with substantial intelligence. You can put it on your visiting card. A person with a substantial intelligence. You're not saying a lot, you know, it just says substantial. It's not too much bragging, right? It's just something. Something is there. So, nice explanation. You can see that it's there in the Shastra. It's there in. There are some collections of predictions about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so this is one of them. So here it's very clearly explained why he is Triyuga. Itam nritirya grishideva jashavatarair lokan vibhavaya sihansi jagat pratipan dharmam mahapurusha pasi yuganavrittam channa kala yadabhavas triyugo tasattvam. In this way, my Lord, you appear in various incarnations as a human being, an animal, a great saint, a demigod, a fish, or a tortoise, thus maintaining the entire creation in different planetary systems and killing the demoniac principles. According to the age, O my Lord, you protect the principles of religion. In the age of Kali, however, you do not assert yourself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore you are known as Triyuga, or the Lord who appears in three yugas. Om Agyanati Miranda Syagananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmeritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Mancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Shishatanya padambo jamadu pebyo namo namaka tanjida shaya desham shapitad ganda bhagbhavet. My respectful obeisances to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are like honeybees. Once we were staying overnight in my parents' home. We had a Sankirtan party, and then in the morning everybody woke up, started chanting. So my mother said, oh, this is like honeybees. This sounds like honeybees. Who drink the honey from the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a dog, by taking shelter of the bee-like devotees, will also get a share of that honey from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yasya prasadadagyapi sadhya sarvagyatam rajet sa shri chaitanya devame bhagavan samprasidatu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Krishna is so merciful that He even hides Himself, but He still comes to give us mercy. Even though he is Triyuga, even though he is known as somebody who does not appear in Kali Yuga as a Lila Avatara, still he comes to help us. So he comes therefore as Channa Avatara, as a hidden avatar. Still, devotees recognize him. He cannot hide from devotees. So in that picture, you can see the conversation between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Ramananda Roy, he was a governor, so it's like a prime minister of a state, and so he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and interestingly enough, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him questions. This is Madhya Lila, chapter 8 from Chaitanya Charitamrita. And Ramananda Roy was very inspired by how far he was taken in this discussion. So this is Ramananda Samvad, one of the most amazing chapters in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Also very, very long. So then at the end of this conversation, Ramananda Roy said, in the beginning I saw you as a golden-colored monk, sannyasi. But now, as I look more closely, I see a wonderful... Actually, it's very interesting. He uses the word punsa, a golden doll. Until I came to Slovenia, I thought, why is he using such a word, doll? Yeah. But here you can see they also use the same word, right? Punsa means the same, right? I see the golden girl, and I see and I see Shyamasundar. I see Krishna, Radha Krishna. And still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied with the famous verse, Stavara jangama deke na deke taramurti sarvatra prachara hoya nija ishta deva spurti. He said, oh Ramananda, you're just a great saint. And a great saint, wherever they look, wherever he looks, then in movable and immovable, he sees ishta dev. He sees his worshipable Lord, the Lord he's worshipping. It's just normal. It's not that I am Radha Krishna, it's that you worship Radha Krishna, so that's why you see Radha Krishna everywhere, even in me. So even then he said, no, don't. But we know that Ramananda Roy was very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because they could discuss very elevated topics. And so for 6 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India as a sannyasi. So he took sannyas. For some time he was in Puri, then he went to different holy places in South India. So 6 years he was away. And then he came back, and somehow devotees knew he's coming, even though they didn't seem to be using any mobile phones. They came running to meet him. Somebody realized he's coming, so they all ran to meet him. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was there. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is an incarnation of Brihaspati, the teacher of the demigods. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met the devotees in Puri, and he said, oh Sarvabhauma, I have traveled everywhere. I have seen many wonderful devotees. Sarvabhauma, you are the best. It's so sweet how he glorified Sarvabhauma. And then he added, but Ramananda Roy is also good. Because Sarvabhauma actually advised Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to meet Ramananda Roy and discuss Krishna Katha. So that's a very special blessing that we are given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. So without them, what would we know? In the 10th canto, Brahma says that, Krishna, if you didn't come, how would we know anything about you, about God? All we would know would be neti-neti, not this, not that, not like this, not like this. That's all we would know. So Srila Prabhupada, in his lectures on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that Chaitanya Charitamrita means activities of spirit, conscious spirit in eternity. Very philosophical translation, although we know it can be translated in a very simple way as nectarian pastimes of Chaitanya, of Lord Chaitanya. That's how we usually understand Chaitanya Charitamrita. Amrita means nectar, Charita means pastimes, and Chaitanya is Chaitanya. He's the Supreme Lord, Chanavatar. But Prabhupada says, yes, but Amrita means eternal, and Charita means activities, and Chaitanya means consciousness. So, and then he says, in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna ends by saying, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja aham tvam sarva pebhyo mokshayishyami ma shuchaha. He's saying, give up, abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Which nowadays one devotee recently translated very aptly. Abandon all varieties of chats and social groups and just talk about me. Don't worry. You will not be left without full knowledge and understanding. You will not miss out. They say that nowadays we have FOMO. FOMO, that's a big danger. FOMO is a fear of missing out. You know, there is we have to check the news every 10 minutes because who knows what if something happened and I will miss out. And everybody knows and I don't know. So Krishna says, don't worry. They will tell you. If it's really important, they will tell you. You will know. So Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna ends Bhagavad Gita basically by saying, give up material activities. Give up material activities. And he says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Srimad Bhagavatam begins where Bhagavad Gita ends. So Chaitanya Charitamrita begins not with stopping material activities, it begins with beginning spiritual activities. Chaitanya Charita Amrita. So what do you want? Do you want to stop material activities or do you want to begin the spiritual activities? I mean, in both cases you still have to do the same thing, but it's good if you understand what you want. Sometimes we are running away from miserable activities of the material world. You're running away from the miserable activities of conditioned life. We every time think, hope, maybe now I will enjoy. Well, how was it you said that there are two kinds of depression? Yes, one depression is when you don't get what you want. The other depression is when you get what you want. Both kinds of misery, two kinds of suffering. And of the two, the second one is more miserable. Because if you didn't get, there is a hope, maybe if I get, maybe it will be better. But when you get, it's completely hopeless, you know. You even got and still, then what to do? What is left to do? It's even more depressing. So that's the material world. We hope, oh yeah, maybe like this I will enjoy. And then it comes, we get it, and we see, oh, I hoped it will be enjoyment, but I can see now that it's again experience. It's experience. Yeah? Okay. Maybe next time. I have to try harder, or differently, or more intelligently, or somehow. So, until we are totally frustrated in the material world. So, do you know what's the first, what's the main cause of death for males between 15 and 45 around the world? Suicide. Much more than the others, the heart disease and some circulation diseases are number two. Number one is suicide. Some countries it The bracket is slightly larger. It covers even older, like UK. It's from 15 to 55. Number one is suicide. So people are tired of experience. Every time they hope there's going to be enjoyment, and every time they get experience, and that experience somehow doesn't make them very happy. But again, we know that just killing the body doesn't really solve any problem. On the contrary, they will have to solve still the same problem, the same situation. But sometimes people will have to be say as ghosts. But at any rate, I bring this up just to show that basically people want liberation, but because people have no understanding, they don't know that liberation is not in killing the body. They have to remove material consciousness, material desires. They have to remove the false identities. Mukti hitva anyatha rupam svarupena vyavastiti. Mukti, liberation, is removing false roles, masks, and becoming who you are, indeed. In your true state, you are a blissful, eternal cowherd boy, cowherd girl, a cow, a flower, or a honeybee, something in the spiritual world with Krishna, and you can enjoy life there in your blissful, in your true blissful nature. So this is the majority of spiritual paths, how to stop the miserable material existence and interactions. So something happened in the world over the last 15 years. You can notice somebody sucked out joy. Indians no longer smile. I mean, devotees still smile, but before it was such an attractive feature of India, everybody was smiling. Now they don't. I came last September, and I went for a walk in the morning, and there were some guys on a little truck collecting leaves, and I said, Harival. They looked at me. There were three of them, so two were looking, and the third, he looked at them, he looked at me, then he smiled and said, Harival. Then he looked at them, say Harival, you know, come on, what is this? You're Indians, say Harival. But it's, you can see something is there is a transition. Right, the old things don't work. New things we still don't know how they work. There's some kind of a transition. Old ideologies don't seem to function. People suffer because nothing seems to work properly. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and he says, "Okay, you sing and dance. Sing." Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you can go to India and you can see devotees still smile. They keep smiling. Everywhere they keep smiling. And in the West people learned that from the yoga books that, yeah, you have to smile. Okay, what to do? You have to smile. All right, let's smile. The yoga rule, satisfaction. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying that Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, begins by describing spiritual activities of spirit in eternity. So, activities that you can perform eternally, amrita. Amrita means eternal, and also amrita means nectarian and blissful. So that's possible only on the spiritual platform. When you are translating, actually, Chaitanya, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. So we were supposed to find the proper translation for eternal consort. Srimati Radharani is Krishna's eternal consort. And our editor, wife of Gopi Purandana Prabhu, Archamurti, so we translated eternal Spremlivalka. Yeah? Just like associate, not Spremlivalka, one who accompanies. Concert. So she was not happy with this translation. She said it's boring. It's scary, eternal, you know? Eternally with stuck eternally with somebody. It's scary. she said it doesn't sound inspiring. I forgot what she suggested to each other. But that's our material experience in this material world. But, fortunately, in the spiritual world, we have infinite variety, free from all false ego, and full of fun. So, in the spiritual world, nobody is forced to do anything. There is no work in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is only play. There is only fun. There is only lila. And the spiritual world is full of different kinds of pastimes on a very, very high or very deep level. So... Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita reveal that. So in fact, even just becoming free from material conditioning, becoming free from material activities is enough to make you blissful. We see that some monks, saints or sages, they don't even know much about the spiritual reality. They don't even know about our, you know, they don't know about Krishna's picnics with cowherd boys, Krishna's dancing with the cowherd girls, about the cows. They don't know about it. But you can see that they are in total bliss just by... realizing the difference between matter and spirit by just stopping the material activity. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to give anarpita charin sharat, something that's not been given in a long, long time, according to Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's given, it's revealed only once in four, so that's... 400 million, 400,000, 4 million, and then 4 billion. Once in 8 billion years. One time in 8 billion years. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming to give. And there is a method that's accessible for everybody. Prahlad Maharaj in this verse very beautifully lists a dozen practically different avatars. So Srimad Bhagavatam says that if in the morning you remember avatars of Krishna, the day becomes very auspicious. Your day becomes very fortunate. So that's our tradition. We begin our day by dancing and singing, as Kalakanta Prabhu explains in his Krishna house in the University of Florida, that people like to go to parties. There are parties. They dance and sing. So that's how we begin our day. You start our day with a party. We dance and sing, and we discuss very beautiful poetry from Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give us so many blessings. And whether we are running away from misery or whether we are pursuing spiritual bliss and spiritual activity, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is offering a very large variety. It's a huge storehouse, a huge treasure house of different possible lilas and pastimes in the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. So there's a sign here saying that 8:45 is the scheduled time to end. So any questions or comments? Yes.
Why is it said in Mahabharata that pride is only useful when you renounce it? What does it mean?
In the Mahabharata it says what?
That pride is useful only when you renounce it. This King Yudhishthira, I believe, answers in one situation.
Pride is useful. That's Yaksha Prashna, the questioning. Yeah. I think it's sort of a, you know, this wisdom questions where Yaksha is asking what is good only when you give it up. So basically it means that it's good not to be proud. See, it's good to give it up. Doesn't mean that it's good to be proud. It's good to give up pride. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people refuse to do something nice, saying that it will make them proud, but you can see that very culture and Srila Prabhupada encourages us to be active and pursue good projects for Krishna, but to give credit to Krishna, offer them to Krishna. So we produce something nice and then we offer this to Krishna.
So we know that Krishna Lila is happening all the time, just from in different universes. So my question is regarding also to the purport of this verse. It says that he's maintaining the entire creation and different planetary systems. So when he comes once in a day of Brahma within this universe, is it just on one planet, or because there are numerous planets? How is, where does he appear?
He appears everywhere to give dharma, protection and blessings on every planet. However, just like if you go, just like for Harinam, we will go to Chopova and we will go to Troimostove. Yes? Why? Why do we go there? Because everybody goes there. Everybody will pass through there, right? So Earth is a place through which everybody passes. It's the crossroads of the universe. So therefore, as Sankirtan devotees do, as Harinam devotees do, Krishna goes to the, or like Ram Roy does in New York, he goes to the Union Square. So everybody passes the Union Square on the way here or there. So that's why Krishna comes to Earth, to the Earth planet. He, of course, also likes the Earth planet, But also it's the karma bhumi, especially Bharatvarsha, our planet in the system, because here everybody will get a chance. And in the first canto, Srila Prabhupada says that Krishna is more anxious to bring us back to Godhead than we can ever desire. Krishna is more anxious than we to bring us back to the spiritual world. So he comes. He comes in Queen Kunti's prayers, Srila Prabhupada says that a conditioned soul cannot imagine how merciful Krishna is. So Krishna comes to give all the mercy to the in the most effective way, in the most effective place. But he as is mentioned here, he appears on Brahmaloka, he appears everywhere to protect different devotees. Still, for preaching, he comes to earth.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So you mentioned suicide. I wonder if you can tell us something, how Krishna sees such person who commits suicide.
Compassionately. Sees them compassionately. But then again, I mean, why people commit suicide? So they are suffering, usually. They are suffering. At the same time, the solution is not in just killing the body. The solution is in some proper action. So if it's done in ignorance, then oftentimes the result is that by the laws of nature, they have to hover in the subtle body as ghosts. Yeah. And therefore, definitely it's not something recommended. There are several descriptions in the Bhagavatam of how people left this world. But it's not giving up our tasks out of weakness. Again, devotees and Krishna always try to give, to spread mercy, to be channels of mercy. So devotees pray for everybody. So we see the Vedic culture always means that the person tries to perform special rituals that benefit the whole big family with all the ancestors, no matter what happened, no matter even if they were rascals. If committing suicide, okay, that's something, but it can even be worse. Like King Vena, he was a demon, total demon. He stopped all religious activities, and still Prithu performed special rites to save him from hell, from hellish planets. So Vedic culture is culture of mercy. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the lecture. I had one. I sense a touch of skepticism in question of
Jagannath Sudha?
Jagannath Sudha Prabhu.
I didn't. I didn't. No. Oh, no, it's a frequent question. Why Earth?
Yeah, no, I have a similar question. That's what I'm saying. Maybe I saw it because I have that kind of question. I mean, if somebody you were mentioning that you can be blissful even when by abandoning material activities,
as we see all kinds of saints and mystics, just stopping the material level, already they are crying in bliss.
But then an atheist could say that that's a perfect proof that any illusion would do.
That any
illusion would do. for happiness, meaning somebody, you just have to stop material activities and construct some illusion and follow it and be blissful. I mean, if anybody who stops is blissful, not needing a special process or some special information from, you know what I'm saying, if everybody who stops material activities is blissful, then that's kind of a proof that spiritual world is not needed for bliss. But, you know, from every tradition having different opposite knowledge, or you know, what would you answer to?
I would remind them of what was this famous architect in USA who designed the projects for poor people. So the idea was some very famous architect. It was in the 60s and in the 70s. So he designed a building for people who have no money. So they would be supported by the government. Because anyway, it's been found out that it's much cheaper to support poor people than to, you know, let them struggle and rob and kill and steal, right? So all over the world, it seems to be the proper conclusion. It's better to do charity and support them. But just after something like 20 years, these buildings, so in the beginning, these buildings were supposed to be the glorious solution, but after 20 years, they put explosives and they blew them up. Why? Because what happened, that these people who stopped material activities and who had money to just watch movies and TV and buy some cheap drugs, they turned these buildings into hell on earth. It was the totally hellish place. They were not happy. They were not happy. Even they took drugs, even they had everything, they were not happy. They could sit in their flat, but it was... the story is very gruesome. So that's here's the answer. You need a process, because if you don't move up, there is sattvagun, there is tamagun. So tamagun also is an inactivity, but it's miserable. So to really experience bliss is the nature of the soul. We are by nature blissful. The soul is blissful by nature. We are already blissful. Yeah. In fact, nothing really is even needed extra to experience that bliss of the soul. We are simply distracted from that bliss by some external objects. Yes? But we need a process. You can see that these mystics and saints I mentioned, they spent decades, literally. They spent decades of hard austerity and meditation and work and practice to learn the spiritual inactivity. And this is what Krishna also says in the Gita, that you can't stop karma just by stopping your work. If you just stop working, doesn't mean you become free from karma. Doesn't mean you become free from your mind. Doesn't mean you become free from your... because the activity is performed not just by the body, but by the mind, by the subtle body. So spiritual process, even those negative spiritual processes, they take a lot of work, subtle work. But for a bhakta, it's a much more natural solution, because we offer a spiritual activity. We have a positive alternative. We have an alternative. We are trying to recover our eternal activity in connection with Krishna, which is already natural to the soul. It's already there in our heart. We just have to recover our eternal nature. Is it okay? What was that architect? Fourier something? It was very famous. He was so proud. He was so proud that he invented this idea. And then he was shy to even mention. He would never mention this again. This. So it turns out, as Krishna is correct, that you can't become free from karma just by stopping work. You need the spiritual activity, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the blissful activity of consciousness in eternity. So for fallen and for intelligent people of Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought Krishna Katha and Bhagavatam and Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yeah.